Blog Talk Radio.
It's on, Jimmy. I don't know what's going on.
Y'all ready? Say yeah!
To the Care to Read Room. You have your Omiika 7 in the house, live coming to you straight from my living room. I am the emperor you need, and I am the advocate you want. I'd like to thank you for joining me this evening. I've now been named Emperor of the Midwest, so you can call me Emperor Omiika 7 now. Once again, to those new friends, I'd like to say, Habari Ghani, what's up? And to those new friends, I say, Alafia, thank you for joining us. I hope that you will find this to be a home. Once again, we are covering the segment of the Kemetic teaching for the initiate, and we are going all the way for the 21 or 29 days to accomplish this initiation. And as you know, we are underwritten by Project 2019, and the views of Project 2019 and of Blog Talk Radio does not necessarily express the views and the statements of the show. They are strictly from Omiika and Omiika 7. And I also like to say that this evening we will be covering a specific topic. What did Asa teach the people? We'll be learning about Asa and the 42 negative confessions. Asa is being introduced to you during this stage, ladies and gentlemen. When you go into your trance, you definitely want to follow through. This is a very important stage that you're going through and learning the 42 negative confessions. We know that there were like 148, but we're going to give you 42 negative confessions today so that you can begin to learn what they are. And this is where those 10 commandments came from that Moses said he got down from the mountains. However, this was a stolen, borrowed story from the Kemetic teaching, when in essence it was 142 negative confessions instead of 10 commandments. However, we know that there were a number of things that were borrowed from the ancient one. A number of things like the Immaculate Conception was borrowed from the Kemetic teaching, and so on and so far. However, nevertheless, time cannot permit for us to go and explain all those details, but what we'd like to do is take you into those 42 negative confessions, and you can go and research the Dead Sea Scrolls and find the remaining portion of those. I'd like to read you a little something that says here from the Metanet 2, Volume 2, on page 271, and it's written by Ron and Ephra Amen. In the Kemetic literature, there is a set of negative confessions that the initiate must be able to affirm in order to satisfactorily complete the stage of initiation. They are preceded by the prayer that is now cataloged in the chapter. And in this chapter, it reads, and he goes on to write, "Homage to you, O great God, Lord of the two Mayat goddesses. I have come to you, O my Lord. I have made myself come here to behold your beauties. I know you, and I know your name, and I know the names of the 42 gods who live with you in this hall of Mayat, who live as watchers of sinners, and who feeds upon their blood. Or on that day when the character of men are reckoned, in the presence of God on Nefer Asa, verily God of this merit, the twin sisters of the two eyes, what regulates the affairs of men? The Lord of the city of Mayat is your name. Verily I have come to you, and I have brought Mayat unto you. And I have destroyed wickedness." Now, it goes on to spell out the negative confessions. I want you to continue to research, however, ladies and gentlemen, and find those 142 negative confessions. The initiate then goes on to the affairs that he or she has not done iniquity, robbed with violence, done violence to any man, committed theft, slayed neither man nor woman, made light of the bushel, acted indecently, taken the things which belong to God of offering, uttering falsehoods, carried off goods by force, utterance vile or evil words, carried off foods by force, acted deceitful, not eaten by heart, lost my temper, become angry, inveld of a man's land, slaughtered animals which are the possession of God, laid waste the land which has been plowed, pried into the matter to make mischief, set mouth in motion against any man, other words, lying, given away to wrath without due cause, committed fornication and has not committed sodomy, polluted myself, slayed the wife of a man, made any man be afraid, made my speech to burn with anger, made myself deaf to words of right and truth, made another person to weep, uttered blasphemies, acted with violence, acted without due consideration, pierced my skin, mortified myself, and taken vengeance against God, multiplied my speech beyond what should be said, committed fraud and looked upon evil, uttered calls and curses against the king, fouled running water, exalted my speech, uttered curses against God, behaved with innocence, been guilty of flagrantism, increased my wealth except by means of such things are mine own, uttered curses against the things that belong to God and are with me, calmness, personal sacred objects, if they seem not to work, harbored scornful thoughts against the God of the city. Now, those are the 42 negative confessions. The initiate concludes with the following affirmation: I am pure. I am pure. I am pure. I am pure. My purity is the purity of the great Benin, which is the city of the Suan. For behold, I am the nostril of the God of breath, who maketh all mankind to live. On the day when the eve of Ra is full of anise, and at the end of the second month of the season, pert, winter and solitude, I have been for I of Ra when it was full of aim. Therefore, let no evil fall upon me, either in this land or in the hall of Maat, because I know the name of God who are therein. Now, this is what Asa writes, ladies and gentlemen. I just wanted to read you that so that you know when you hear about the 142 negative confessions, you know that is the right number. However, we've been led to believe it was just the 42. And to the Christian's world, they've only been led to believe that Moses only brought down 10 commandments, which were originally the Kemetic commandments. Now, we're going to be studying Asa in this chapter, and we're going to get right into that chapter in just a second, ladies and gentlemen. And just for your record, you want to get out those names of your loved ones that have preceded you so that you can participate in the talking cure. And I do appreciate you being a part of this segment. And don't forget that we've got seasons here that are coming up, such as Kwanzaa. And we want to make sure that we are preparing for Kwanzaa. It is a seven-day event, ladies and gentlemen, one where you can give your zawatis. And zawatis are known as the gifts that are made personally for your loved ones or friends. And you give a gift every day as you light your candle, starting with your green candles. You're lighting one each day all the way to the seventh day. Three green candles, three red candles, and one black candle. And you should have a Kwanzaa candle holder so you can have those candles lined up appropriately. And for those of you who are thinking about patronizing your neighbor and buying things in the neighborhood, you can start right now because those people are waiting for you to start purchasing and making your present known so your dollar can circulate in the neighborhood more than one time, ladies and gentlemen. And remember, Kwanzaa is a very, very important time of the year for African Americans, and we don't want to forget to patronize them. So come on, listen to the commercial. They'll tell you what we got to do. All right, come on in, guys, and tell them about why we should patronize you and why you're in the neighborhood and what is it that you do.
Shop owner, I want your business. What must I do to convince you that I'm here to service you? I live in the neighborhood and my ways are just as good. Why don't you come and support me the way you know you should? My brothers who got all their wealth, they say God bless the child who got his own. Though a child be blessed, he can't do much alone. Who can I turn to if I can't count on you? What is a small businessman to do?
Ourselves with Ujamaa. How about it? Can we get out to those stores and we start patronizing our own community leaders and store owners, entrepreneurs? Get those dollars circulated and get alchemy coming back to you so you can circulate the dollar back into your neighborhood. I know you can do it. Come on here, little G. You can do this. Start your shopping now. You only have about 4 more days left before you have to get those things together. Possibly, let's see, you only got about 5 more days left before you have to start with Kwanzaa. I know you got your candles. If not, go right down to the neighborhood store and purchase your candles. And tell him that Omi said, let your light shine on the world. My Omi said, let your light shine on the world for the world to see. Let your light shine on the world. Go ahead on, Lil G. You can do it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not standing to your feet, you might want to do so now because we're getting ready to go into the talking cure. We're going to get ready to talk about libations, the benefit of libation, and why we pour libation. I gave you a bit of a foundation yesterday to talk to you a little bit about the East and the West and the South and the North and the Northeast and the North-South, and we did the cardinal direction. So today we like to zone you into the benefit of pouring libation, the benefit. I'd like to read you something here before we go into that, and I'm going to have my elder give me permission to speak. Elder, do I have permission to speak?
By all means, you have permission to speak.
Thank you very much. Elder, will you give me a prayer before I go into the speech?
Our Father, which art in heaven, we come with bowed heads and humble hearts. We come thanking you for the many blessings that you have stored upon us. And we come asking that you would bless our listening audience. And as we go forward today and you give us a sense of direction, help us to recognize every trait of the enemy. And any appointment that he have for any of us, we count it as counsel. And we ask your blessing to continue upon the program today. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you and say amen, amen.
Thank you, Elder, for that prayer. I'm going to see if Bobby is available. We're going to get his little head in here. I see his head peeping out in the office in there. Maybe we can get him in here to do the libation. Libation is so important. Baba, can we get libation going here today?
Yes, we can get libation. For the libation North, South, West, drop the libations on the ground, purify our face, we purify our face, our hands, and we put the prayer out for the libation. We pray that the One Most High, the Creator of all material energy, of thought, to the Creator of reality, the Creator of every system that has been on the planet and in the universe, we ask for the earth to be blessed with a conscious raising, a vibratory rate that is pure, that is high, and that each individual on the planet Earth can obtain that vibration. Bring peace and balance to this planet. We pray for disenfranchised souls on the astral plane that they may be connected to their reality. We pray for those who are disheartened here in the physical life, those who may not have enough money, those who may be in the hospital sick, those who may be suffering from conscious trauma, not knowing in which direction in which to put their conscious. We pray that these types of things will come together on a divine level so that blessings go out throughout this planet and the boundless universes to bless our ancestors, to bless our cousins, our brothers, our mothers, our sisters, our fathers, to bless our neighbors, to bless everyone and everything, because we're all connected whether we feel it, know it, or see it. Bless us this day and give us our daily bread. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all that is evil. And keep us balanced and keep us walking right. And we say thank you. And we say amen and amen.
Thank you, Baba, for that great prayer. And as we go on with the preceding program, ladies and gentlemen, this segment of our show, we're going to be talking about Asa and the benefits of pouring libation. Libation. I'd like to read you something here from Rana Nefer's book on page 260. And it reads, "We have trained by the what we have been trained by the Western man to use the term universe to refer to the collection of stars and galaxy, or the world, the domination of thinking by Sebek faculty, keeping one from seeing that the word actually says uni, one, universe statement. It is obvious that the word implies the emphasis of unifying factors that weave the collection of things in as the world into a unity. We do not see this by merely looking at things in the world in chapter one. We saw that the unity between things is established through order. That is, things working in harmony with each other and the whole as independent and irrelevant units. Stages, i.e., the many words always as one. The goal of initiation at this stage is to discover the order or unity undefined the world. It cannot be overstated that the divine law equals order and unity. Disorder and disunity is lawlessness. Identifiably, we must note that the source of disunity is the personality part of being. Whenever consciousness is individualized into an illusionary separate experience, whereas the source of our unity is the divine self, Asa, therefore, unity and peace in the world will never be achieved until, ladies and gentlemen, a worldwide program of initiating people into their divine selves. Let us prepare for our talking cure as we call on our ancestors. I like to light the candle for my mother's side of the family so that they may have a light and find their way home. I like to start a glass of water before my mother's people so that their thirst will be no more. I light the candle for my father's side of the family so that the light will shine in their direction to guide them home. I put a glass of water before my father's side of the people so that they may drink and their thirst may be forevermore quenched. I call each and every one of my family members home. I call Robert Jenkins and I say Ashe. I call Clara Jenkins and I say Ashe. I call Tommy Dean Harvey Ashe. Eugene Lilly Ashe. Marvin Jenkins Ashe. Robert Jr. Jenkins Ashe. Essie Polk Ashe. Sam Lilly Ashe. George Lilly Ashe. I call Isa Lilly Ashe. I call Nisha Lilly Ashe. I call Bessie Lilly Ashe. I call Essie Polk Ashe. I call Tommy Harvey Ashe. I call Michelle Harvey Ashe. I call Mary Hawkins Ashe. I call Kimmy Lee Bracken Ashe. Clifford Bracken Ashe. Emmanuel Day Ashe. I call Elijah Day Ashe. Avery Day Ashe. Mikey Harvey Ashe. I say so be it, so let it be done. As the ancestors assemble around us, may they go into the sanctuary and allow us to on their show, and may they open the way so they can play and experience. Now take me first with the invitation breath, and we silence ourselves to hear from our higher self, our own reason. Libation is very important. The reason why we pour libation, why is it necessary to pour libation? We pour libation because libation is life for the ground. We pour libation because it is refreshing to start anew. Water has no enemies. Water knows no foe. It is formless, and water itself will purify anything. As I purify my face with this water today, making sure that my face is not stale as I go before the Creator, I make sure that my hands have been purified. I make sure that the ground has been purified. Libation. Libation is in order so that we can purify the holy ground that we stand on. Libation was ordered by Asar, one of the Kemetic deities. Let us get ready to prepare to go into the sanctuary to discuss the benefits of libation. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are standing in need of any desire of your heart, if your words abide in the Creator, and if you abide in the Creator, you can ask what you will today. There is a prerequisite before tapping in. If you have any ought against your brother or your sister, you must recite the 42 correctional statement that you have not done things to your loved one. And you must make a confession. And if your heart has been found pure and clean, then you will be granted what it is you're asking for. But don't stand waiting to tap in when you have aught against your brother or sister. Ladies and gentlemen, the atmosphere is right now. The energy level is right. You can tap in. Energy you need. So I say tap in now. Tap in to the frequency. Ladies and gentlemen, the ancestors await us. Let us go into the sanctuary. The libation drums play. Please line up children going quickly in the rear and elders in the front. Go in quickly before the sanctuary closes. We are now going in to the tune of the libation drums. The libation drums are always played to allow you to pour libation for your ancestors to call them forward. Go in quickly, please, and take your seat. The ancestors are waiting for us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are in the sanctuary, and we would like for you to stand on your ancestor's shoulders. If you are not near an ancestor, please go in the sanctuary. The doors are now shutting. I'd like to finish reading where I was reading earlier, where I indicated the divine laws equal order and unity. Disorder and disunity is lawlessness. Innocently, we must note that the source of our disunity is the personality part of being wherein consciousness. Okay? In individualization into an illusionary separate experience, consciousness is individuated. And whereas the source of unity is the divine self, Asa is your divine self. Therefore, whereas the source of unity is the divine self, Asa, there is unity and peace in the world. In the world will never be achieved. We could never achieve this, ladies and gentlemen, until a worldwide program of initiating people into their true divine selves is initiated. The problem in the world is not about issues and how to receive them. It is caused by people being kept in the lower part to resolve themselves. It is caused by people being kept in the lower part, I said, of their being, ladies and gentlemen, and they cannot be uplifted by mere sermons, hearing of divine truths, educations, and a police system. Listen or hearing divine truths, educating, and so far. Listen or doom yourself to further war and pestilence. Look at the tree of life, ladies and gentlemen. Look at the tree of life in your book. There is a sphere that dispenses God's love, the fourth sphere. It is balanced by another, the fifth sphere, which dispenses God's wrath. Divine law is therefore based on the web of interrelationship and interdiscipline between things and events in the world. To observe the divine law is to use and have intercourse with things in the world in the manner prescribed by the natural order of things. The set of symbols embodying the understanding of the mutual relationship and interdependence between all things, making up a whole, a model for holistic thinking. Examples of these are the Tibetan wheel of life and the Hopi medicine wheel, the tree of life and the Tartarian heaven arrangement of the I Ching, the five elements, schemes of Chinese medicine, etc. Without such a system to guide us or to guide things in the initiate's life, he cannot master truth. The mastery of models for holistic thinking, of the few of them, is the first task of initiation at this stage. So therefore, Asarian brothers and sisters, we have got to master this thing that we're dealing with in the universe. We have got to master self. And that is what I'm about to talk to you about in the Asarian stage as he brings you the ability to purify yourself through libation. Libations at one time was also used with spirits, which is alcohol. And alcohol would purify those things. But we use water in the place of alcohol. In some libations, alcohol is present and used. Now, the model of the holistic thinking. What is holistic thinking? And how do we get holistic thinking? It says here in 261, so many people don't have the faintest clue of what holistic thinking is, having today jumped on the bandwagon of holism, that we must first, by way of example, show what it isn't and what it is. We will use the Chinese holistic medicine as our example, ladies and gentlemen. A look at the alternative to established medical system of the Western allopathic medicine, and comprising the practice of holistic medicine, will reveal that it is a nondefined collection of diverse practice. A health practitioner will combine herbalism with diet, fasting, acupuncture, massage, etc., into a therapeutic regimen for a patient. While this is several steps above the extremely segregative allopathic practice of relying mainly on drugs and surgery, it is at best circumspectrum approach and at worst an electric one. Holistic thinking fundamentally views all things and events as stabilized points in the Celtic foundation of the energy underlying the world. Thus, to the practice holistic medicine is to us a formalized set of symbols that guide things to the identification of all the energy factors contributing to the patient's health and illness. On every level of investigation, the energy identifying the world has been shown to exhibit a basic fourfold organization. The four weak forces underlining all forces in the universe as shown by the psychic. The four fundamental operations of mathematics. The four elements making up organic compounds. The four seasons. The four phases of the moon, and so on. These have been symbolized in the spiritual literature as the tetrarium and the great name YHDH, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and the four elements, and so on. As stated, movement or the Celtic foundation of the energy of the world as the basics of all manifestation, things and events in the world. The cause of movement as taught in the Kemetic tradition and the gods Shu, which manifests itself in the world primarily as the centrifugal movement away from the core, being, e.g., electrons, the fire, light, and the heat. It acts on the fundamental innate aspect of matter, symbolizing as the goddess Tahuti, which manifests itself in the world primarily as centripetes and movement toward the core. Fire, water, heat, and coldness are viewed in this system, both literally and fugitively. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm saying here is that we're talking about the elements. And in pouring the water to the earth is a symbolicness of you bringing coolness to the earth and the earth receiving, which is stable. The earth is stable. And water is formless but can be altered by changing its temperature into a solid. Now, Assar wanted us to understand that when we took water to purify anything through a libation, then whatever ill-formed it behavior it might have had prior to us putting water on it, it stabilizes it and it neutralizes it. So whenever you go into a home, you want to stabilize the elements in that home by doing a libation. And some people call it blessing the home or sanctifying the home. You want to go in and pour libation in every part of the house so that the house is set aside. It is set aside for no harm to be done to it. As we do libation, we set aside the ground that we're pouring the libation on so that all parts of that ground is sanctified, set aside from any harm that could be done to it. Libations are done in ceremonial practices. Native Americans also partake of libation. And some people call libation something that you're going to drink in a unity circle when they're doing a ritual and they're passing a unity cup around with some form of beverage in it. However, we're speaking of the libation that is poured to the ground today. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to take station identification, and we'll be right back at you in the air. And we know it is the power of faith that gives us the ability to come to you and talk. And I'd like to bring that music to you right now in the power of faith. So stay tuned for station identification, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
why you got up and left. Now, are you coming back for dinner or what? Or what are you doing? Let us know something one way or the other. If you are, come over here and bring some olive oil with you. All right, bye. Yes, yes, yes. We need the power of faith to keep us going, ladies and gentlemen. And we're talking on the subject of Asar, him bringing libation to the community. What is the purpose of libation, you say, Omi? And why do we have to do libation? And what is so significant about libation? Libation is something to set you aside, to purify the environment, to purify houses, to also purify areas that have not been sanctioned. It's very important that you should understand before you do any ritual, libation is required because that purifies you, that allows you to have your heart clean and your persona is right so that when you do that prayer, you can allow the spirit to take over and the spirit will manifest and possess you and speak and give you things to say that only the spirit would know. And the spirit can make intercession for you for the things you don't know about. If there is someone present in the audience that has a need and you visually cannot see it or don't know about it, the spirit will bring that thing to remember for you. The libation will allow the spirits to show up in the room. It will open up any atmosphere or any location where spirits might be to allow them to become visible. It sanctions the ground. If that ground was evil, wicked at one time, once you do a libation, it sanctions the ground, and any defecated things that may have occurred there are now being oversighted by good. And libation is in order whenever you don't know who may have stayed in a place, who may have lived in a place. Always go into the house and offer up libation into the house to sanction the house, to set the house aside for the purpose that you're going to use it for so that any ill things that might have happened there, a death, a killing, or bad vibes, you kill them off through sanctioning the house with libation. Now, Asar brought us libation, and he thought that it would be good for us to use libation in whatever we're doing. Now, as we begin to do our trance, we do a libation before our elders and our ancestors, and we acknowledge them for those people who are not here. We pour the water to the ground to acknowledge them in remembrance of them. You may see young men always taking the spirits and pouring the spirits to the ground in the absence of the brothers or sisters who are not here any longer to acknowledge them. That, too, is a form of libation. But, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get in the habit of doing libations wherever you go. If there's a family dinner, pour libations. If there is a transition of someone's death, pour libation. If you are about to do a naming ceremony, pour libations. The reason why you want to understand what Asar is doing, let me read you something here, what it says here in the Rana Nefer's book. You're coming to the close of this initiation, so we're going to be breaking down a number of the deities, and I want to read to you what it says about the ninth stage of the initiation for Asar. It says, it is clear by now what is to be Asar. All that is needed at this point is to gain a clear understanding of the work at this stage. The Men-Ab way of life, begun in the Haru stage, must be applied in every situation for life. The complicated meditation techniques explained in the preceding stage must be used without the expectation of coming out of it with a message. It will enable you to touch, to feel that part of you which is at the center of your being, directing all aspects of your living machinery, the manifestation of God through your personal vehicle. The Heka hung, asa, hung, hung, asa, hung, hung, asa, hung, hung, asa, hung. That is the chant, which apparently corresponds to this stage. You will now acquire an entirely different character, ladies and gentlemen. In your day to come, in your day-to-day affairs, an automatic emotional and sensual response that have it here to come to you will cease to automatically manifest themselves unless you will them to. From now on, they will be invoked for their true purpose. They are the lower vehicles of the power of the spirit. The freedom from emotional, sensual inclination, inclinations, and the carrier of the senses of being. The person's will enable you to develop your sense of oneness with all. It is this, as an Asarian, that you will be able to unite all people, that they may live in harmony and achieve health and prosperity. The perfection of the ability to ignore all emotional, sensual, and energies in day-to-day situations will spill over into a dream state and after-death state. The characteristics fidelity, changeability, and flight of fanciful nature of dreams is powered by our emotion. Once the emotional body is stabilized, so will be your dreams. This too will spill over to the after-death stage. To die in complete emotional stability or inner peace as a result not from the Psalm priest hopes that we rest in peace, but as a accumulation of spiritual initiation will enable the initiate after death to hold on to his or her divine self awareness, which is the fundamental requirement for immortality. The continuation of self awareness from one incantation to another. Since our self can neither be created nor destroyed, it is immortal. But immortality is not experienced until the Asa stage is completed, because we forget from one incantation to another that we have been alive before and who we were. Meditation techniques, and this is what you are to follow for realizing the Asa. Number one, go into a trance with the Asa chant. Hung Asa, hung, hung Asa, hung, hung Asa, hung. Follow the instructions given for the Tahuti chant. Number three, instead of coming out with insight, you will experience yourself dwelling in all things. They will feel as a part of you, as you feel that the parts of your body belong to you. The tenth and final stage of initiation, the Amen. The achievement of the Asa stage will automatically merge into the Aman stage. Once you master the ability to control all emotional and sensual manifestations in your being, at will, you will be able to, number one, sit in perfect contemplative meditation and eliminate all thoughts and self-awareness from your sphere of awareness and importance, the consciousness of being conscious. And number two, the ability to hold on to your inner peace, perfect in depth. Relaxation in the face of obstruction, injustice, reversal, and difficulties. The world around you, ladies and gentlemen, might fall. You might face difficulties. You might face difficulties an immense injustice, death, and not lose one iota of your inner peace. You are a dweller in the Sebek Hetep and the field of peace and blessings. This is not a state of oblivion to pain and difficulties or the ultimate escape. It is a reality that cannot be conveyed to the undifferentiated. It is the state of being upon which is dependent the manifestation of the greatest power of spirit, ultimately spirit, ultimately inner peace and experience at the stage of evolution, organization in the realization that the true self and immortal and wealth such as great power that nothing can dwell in design or earth, even if its body be destroyed. Amen meditation, and it says, the Amen meditation is based on the breathing technique. Breathe in, pushing your lower abdomen for the count of four. Event beat about a second each one. Now, the Amen breathing statement has taken you to a level. And when you come to that level of the Sa level, you must understand that at that point, you are looking to become a master at the techniques for chanting. You are also looking to achieve the automatic merger into the Amen. You automatically merge into the Amen when you get to the Asa state. Now, let me explain something to you. These breathing stages, you must take the chance into the trance in order to experience what we're talking about you being able to transition into a different stage, the ability to hold on to your inner peace. And if you are trying to, in spite of all the trouble around you and the flight or fright situation, you're holding on to your peace because this is a stage that will allow you to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that meditation is very important and it's not something that you want to take lightly. It's something that is a tool that your ancestors have left behind for you to utilize whenever you experience a situation. And what I mean by that is when you experience a situation where you need to be able to transition yourself out of a stage where you might be surrounded by flight or fright, okay? In the preceding pages that I read, you received details of the religion that is a harmony with science. This is the Asarian religion is a religion, but the practice of Kemetic is the way of life, okay? It is the cosmopology shaker hand with the modern psychic and is a principle of the human nature and development, not only at elucid psychologists, psychobiology, sociology, sociobiology, philosophy, and governmental science, economic, physiotherapy, education, medicine, spiritual cultivation, and psychic, but tie them together through its specialized language. The deity forms of the tree of life is what we've been talking about. The tree of life, ladies and gentlemen, are linguistic conventions of the Kemetic science of life. It enables us to readily see the host of cause of a problem besetting the world that results from the enormous separation of science from religion and philosophy. It is a religion that is based on the development of man's character, mental faculties, and spiritual power. By giving a clear and accurate picture of the stages of man's growth and showing what he is fitted for and how he or she will behave at either stage, it serves as a guide for the correct organization of society, ladies and gentlemen, and it is regulating institutions. It shows the way to the solution of the problem that are destroying the world today. It takes us past the enormous belief that the cause of our problem resides in our differentiation of perceptions and conflict in wanted and wants, and leads us to see that the real cause resides in the widespread ignorance of ourselves, have proven to be dismissal failure. No matter what you turn out good, human beings, if you do not know man, then can you breed companion through the thoroughbred horse? How do you breed a champion thoroughbred horse if you know nothing of horses? And we said this before, converting the massive problem to society as achieved of the illness. You must know man, ladies and gentlemen, and shaping of man's being betrays the ignorance of man on the part of those who have given themselves the role of steward of the human race. In a way, it is not their fault, for they have no way of knowing that they are attempting to solve a problem with the part of their being which is at the root of the problem. By now, it should be clear that if a psychologist or educator or sociologist or a philosopher or a priest does not know, for example, that an emotion cannot be the sign of honesty or love, or that man is not an animal, or that animals are emanating agent exists in minerals, vegetables, animals, and humans, or that the present expression of mankind's behavior is but a mere stage in the ongoing involuntary process, which said that the evolution of man is a done event, then there will always be problems in the world. They are trying to solve the problems of mankind like mad scientists who are seeking a solution to the malfunction of computers that come off the assembly line and put on to work before they were completed. The assembly line and put on to work as at the worst than that. They are themselves incomplete computers and caught in a vicious circle of attempting to diagnose and solve their own problems and those of others. That is why no one is calling time out on the clear fact that the problem is the world, are pointing out that the initiation of religion, education, and government, which are shapers of the behavior of people, are not working. I repeat, this is why no one is calling time out on the clear fact that the problem in the world are pointing out that the initiation of religion, education, and government, which are shapers of the behavior of people, are not working. What is needed in the world, ladies and gentlemen, is a new model of man and how we should live, it says on page 296. Fortunately, as this can only be achieved through a lengthy process of trial and error, we don't have to make one up. It has been with us for the past 6,000 years, at least, that we have not been benefited by it, bear testimony to the ignorance and the racism of Western man. You judge for yourself. You have had the opportunity to acquaint yourself with the religion teachings and the development to the mind and spirit of the men and women who not only gave the world architectures, pyramids, and mathematics up to and including the quadruple equation, medicine, art of literary composition, philosophy, but a system of spiritual cultivation matched by no other. Matched by no other, ladies and gentlemen, it says. It goes on to say, the new man will be one of the old. Like the ancient dweller on the now, his or her mortal behavior will come, not from outside constraints, a model which in time will prove to be totally inappropriately, but from the development of the mortal faculties dwell within. Psychologists, sociologists, priests, government officials, and other types of social functionists in charge of shaping and rearranging the conduct of mankind will undergo a developmental process to elevate their consciousness to the higher part of their being and develop their higher faculties that they may transcend the important consciousness and egotism that are at the root of all failure of social institutions and the men and women who administer them. The idea that science, the scientific approach of ascending knowledge about something, could be detailed as a mere subject without the investigators first awakening development and integrating all of his or her faculties were totally aligned to the committee. To know truth, you must live it, proclaim one of the chief ancient of Kemetic Maya. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, this is not the first time that this has been proposed, it says, and pointed out. It was the dream of Kung Fu, Confucius, that initially came up with a way of life, which symbolizes their cosmopology. And a study of the African societies will show that many of them organized the society's specialities and materiality as best and much as they could on the basis of their model of the order of the world. It was the same in the Kemetic. The country was divided into two reflects and granted duality of all things. So was their courts of law, with its two halls of truth. Their entire society, as well as their way of life, was arranged according to the extent of their understanding of the order of the world. Imperfection and deviation existed, but they resulted from imperfection in knowledge and the lack of the material capacity to apply the process to every man and woman. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to stop at that note and say that we are making an attempt to reshape man's character. And if we've been using psychology, sociology, and all manners of behavior modification programs such as churches and religion, then we're doing a pretty darn poor job of rehabilitating man, even in the police society and the judicial society. Then it's time to look elsewhere. And when we talked about the world coming to an end for 2012, that is exactly what we're talking about, the system of things coming to an end that have not been working. Then it's very important that we now look at what are the things that we can incorporate to reshape man's behavior and create a better character in man. And we're going to have to look away from our churches and look to some of our ancient traditional programs that have fared well over centuries and ancient times. And we're going to have churches to step aside for a minute to allow some of the ancient teachers to come in to reteach these things to people all over the world, not necessarily just the Africans, but all of the people of the world. Because as I sit here now, we're slowly deteriorating in our character, in our conduct, and there's something that has to be done about it. We can't have a lawless system where everyone is being locked up and the prisons are overbearing and you have no rehabilitation program to rehabilitate them. It's common sense, and the average lawyer should be able to see that in behavior modification, that if you don't have proper programs to rehabilitate people, then you're locking people up and imprisoning them, not to become better characters, but to become better crooks. So we have got to wake up and see this, that we are creating a society of lawlessness when we lock people up and make them have to ravish around and live like criminals and live like animals. They become more of a criminal. So we know that our judicial system is broken, and that our rehabilitation system, it breeds more lawlessness. So therefore, these churches are not trying to do anything but tell us what Peter and Paul and Dick and Jane did. I mean, these are childish stories. We've heard them before. We are not going and putting our good-earned money into a church for them to tell us about holding on and that somebody's going to peer through the sky to help us. We're going to them to have a character change. And if you don't know how to do it and train people, you should certainly be looking to bring people in like myself and other people to do the training, because what we really need is a character check, and we need a character transition so that we can stop some of the lawlessness, so that the jobs for the policemen will be easier. They won't always have to look to incarcerate someone, and they won't have to use them as cheap labor, and they won't have to plan and economize based on how many people are going to get locked up. Let us look towards the fact that we can create wholesome people through a character change. Why is that so hard? Or do we breed off of corruption? And if we are breeding off of corruption to create more jobs and more avenues for big business, then we have got the wrong idea about rehabilitating. Because character building could save the world a large amount of money. It can save not only the world, but it can save the judicial system of the overbearing cases that they are receiving each year. Now, I know that you have to have some form of procedure for governing the world, but this procedure needs to be revamped and relooked at. Because there are awesome things that were done during the ancient time when they governed their people. And they need to be looked at. They really do. Because if we come off the books with some old traditional things that we were doing since slavery, and we haven't let up and changed those things, it's time to reassess them. It really is, people. And, you know, there's new bald eagles on the list. They used to protect the bald eagle. And the bald eagle was the one that they had a lookout for, and you couldn't kill or snipe a bald eagle because he was protected. But then tell me, why in the world do we have a new bald eagle on the list, and there's no protection for him, and his expectation for living is less than 25 years, and there's no protection for that new bald eagle at all? I don't need to break down who I'm talking about. I don't need to break that down at all. But what I do need to say is we've got to take a different look during the year 2012 if we're going to change the way that we do things with our behavior modification program. Churches might become a thing of the past unless they can come up to par and get some programs that are really going to do a behavior modification, not just these success programs, name it, claim it, and get what you want, but a character building. Because when the person's character changes, you don't have to do a name it, claim it program. They can speak the word for themselves. They can learn the most 50 powerful words for themselves. But they definitely need to have a better character of judgment, because I've seen too many people come out of the center of cloth, the center for righteousness, the church. I've seen too many people come out with flawed characters in conduct, credibility, too many. Now, I know some of them can slip through the cracks, but see, just like you're accountable to their money, you must be accountable to their souls, because, as I told you, there will be a point where Maya and Seker will have to weigh the hearts of men. And Seker will be there at the present when your heart is weighed at Maya, and it must be found light as a feather. Then how can it be found light as a feather if there's flaw in the character? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about a character-building program that can change the world, not necessarily one where you're given another religion, but a way of life. How much does it cost you to purchase books? Just like Dr. Jewel said, she paid over $6,000 for her melanin books, but it was well worth it. You're going to have to pay some money for these MetaNetter books as well, and we're not giving away our secrets free. We're not giving away our secrets so other people can become wholesome and credible while we lose integrity. African Americans, you need to understand your dining room tables should not only consist of a book that you go around the book, the Biblio, by, but you should also have a set of books that teach character and morals. When you pick up the Bible, you find so many unscrupulous people that God had pardoned. So many that it could cause you to become corrupted. But at the same time, you found a lot of them failing, going around the country for 40 years trying to get things right. Now, by the time you read all of these things that they needed to get right in the Ten Commandments, then you find out that Jesus went up into the mountains to talk to some mountain god and not the god that you're worshiping. So truly, should you be using the 42 negative confession? Should you be getting things from your ancient Book of the Dead Sea Scrolls of the 142 negative confessions? Should you be looking at those things so you could build your character? Now, we're talking about somebody putting down lying, cheating, coveting other people's things, stealing, lascivious behavior, coveting other people's property, going after other people's wives or husbands. We're talking about all those things which the world is corrupted with today. And that thing can be changed through a faculty change through a 21-day period of meditating. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had tools before us for a long time to help us modify and correct the problems that we're dealing with. We're putting more bars and more locks on our doors to lock out what, says Dick Frost. What are we locking out? What are we bearing out? Ourselves. If the outside world is corrupted, guess what? Then we're corrupted, because our brother is us. So why not fix our brother or our sister so that we can live peacefully around them and in the neighborhood with them? But we rather say them and us so that we imply that we're better. We're just two steps short from being a criminal ourselves if our character falls. So why not get into a character building program so that we can adjust our behavior and take note of our behavior so we can forecast it and see when we're about to fall and do our readings so that we can correct our behavior on a daily basis. Don't wait till we become a criminal to all of a sudden now say that we're going to get this person some help by locking him away so he could be with himself. The only thing that's going to happen, he's going to be with God and himself. And he might become a better person if he gets in contact with a trance and meditating during that quiet time. But if he just sit alone and don't know anything about the Godhead who he needs to wake up that slumbered inside of him, he might miss them. He might miss the occasion to be reconnected to self. The concept is right to put him in a solitude so that he's away from others so he can think about and have remorse, but there's some other things missing. Bring in the experts that can help them meditate and to touch those faculties that they are having problems with and to make corrections so you won't have repeat offenders coming back again and again and again and saying that the system don't work. If a system don't work, then you must find another behavior modification that will work with it. Now, churches, I'm talking to you. You know you could do better. And if you're still using the same outdated book and you don't have other resources to introduce good character, good conduct to your congregation, you're doing them a disservice. And if your behavior modification program doesn't work, congregation, if you find that you're still lying, you're still cheating, and you're still backsliding and looking at your brother, sister with lust in your eyes, then your system is not working for you. Then you need to have a faculty change, not just somebody lecturing at you. That will not change your behavior, but you need to go through 21 days of chanting, focusing in on those faculties that you have weakness in, your hemisphere of your right brain, working on the positive attributes that you want to come forward, and those negative things from the aggressive side of your left temporal, pushing them out of the way, not foreseeing them because you're trying to master and put a God into effect. Don't tell me you can become a God when you still have a character problem or you still have an ethical problem. Don't tell me that you're little gods if you're still lying and cheating and you're still undermining society and the welfare system and your brothers and sisters. Don't tell me you're a little god. You can't be, because in your heart, you've got to be holistic like we talked about. Holistic, ladies and gentlemen, getting a pure, non-allopathic, no synthetic, but the real deal. Now, when you want the real deal, let me know. Let Omi know. I'll help you walk you through this Medinetter 1 and 2. I'll help you walk you through it because I know what it will do for your character. I know what it will do for your sanity. And your psychological problems, it will become a thing of the past. Your mind will get right. When you get right and decide to line up your faculties with making the change so that you can go in to the tree of life and begin to climb up the ladder, and you can manifest all the gifts you need, ladies and gentlemen. You can do it today. You can do it today, little G. I know you can. And churches, turn yourself around. Get the choirs to sit down for a while. They singing the song, great, but let them do some chanting. Get them up there and let them chant. Chant the things that you know your congregation need. Have them to chant the song that need to build up good character, good conduct. So set them down for a while. Y'all done boogied enough. Boogie over here, party over here, boogie down here, boogie up here, boogie, 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 boogie. That's what we're doing. We're boogieing ourselves to death up in the church. But let's get some chants going. Why not get some chants going? Okay? And why not preach and just get quiet for a while and tell them just to meditate on pure nothingness and teach them how to breathe. As they breathe, chant those words and do the chants. And take into meditation the images and spend an hour doing that. Watch how your congregation change. I'll come and help you, minister. Call me. I'll come and help you. We can get it started. Because once you start that, your church doors will be bombarded. You won't be able to keep the people out. They will be looking for you because they're making a change in their solar plexus. They're making a change in their faculties, and they're coming out of this old man, and they're stepping into a new. Now, you are sorry in people? Start doing libation. Pour the libation in every one of your rooms. Go in every one of your rooms and sanctify it and set it aside. Now, if that wayward husband is out there and he's not saved, so to speak, and I'm not going to even say saved. I'm going to say that if he's not conscious and in the Word, you must understand if you stay conscious and in the Word by virtue of libation and sanctification, he's been set aside. Ladies, you don't have to run and get him and beat him over the head with the word saying, you got to get saved, you got to get saved. Trust me, they're sanctified and set aside. The Lord will come and get him himself, and he will vindicate you and bring him into oneness of consciousness. And I'm not going to say save, because my question is, save from what? You're still in the world. You're still lying. You still have an ethical problem. You're still cheating on your taxes. So what are you saved from? Every day you must walk out your salvation, ladies and gentlemen. Every day you must walk out your salvation. And every day you must be conscious about good character and good conduct. And ministers, all facetious aside, it's time to make a change. It's time. And I know that there's some ministers out there right now. They're on the verge of shutting down shop because they want to make a change. They're tired of the lies, and they're tired of not being able to explain some of the misnomers that are in the Bible. People want a way of life. They don't want to talk about Peter, Paul, and John. Peter, Paul, and John, I know, but we want to know something about comedic teaching. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's at hand, and it's available. Let's get on the right track to our Saurianism and understanding that this is our custom and our tradition, and comedic is a way of life. And we're not just doing a religion, but we're doing away with religion, and we're bringing on a way of life, ladies and gentlemen. I declare you'll be blessed behind it. So go and be blessed, my brother and my sister. And I'm going to play Ujima as we go out of here, and I'm going to see you tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. And what I'd like to say to you is come back in this room and get some more teaching, because there's something still here left for you. And my prayer for you is that you become one in your spirit, and you will know yourself as you climb up the tree of the ladder. Let's climb up that ladder together. And on that note, I say, oh, double and baba booey to you, y'all. Have a good evening.
Work and respond.
That's what Ujima means.
Oh, let the work and respond.
can accomplish what you will. I'm behind you. I know you can do it. Come on, Lord Jesus, let's do this together. We can rebuild ourselves into being perfecting, conscious-minded people and to going up the tree of the ladder of life. We can do that together. I'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, here in the Care to Read Room at 6 o'clock. Be there. Meet me there, and I'll see you. Have a great evening. Oh, Davo.